You know, sometimes the Lord does things we don't understand. In fact, most of the time when he does something, we don't really understand. And if you're visiting today, or maybe new online, you wondered what was all that about. Well, I can tell you that it's so important to recognize God's presence. The Bible tells us when two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in our midst. And we're a few over two or three here. And there are times that he just wants us to stop and just pay attention to him. And it might be awkward to do that when you're in a room full of people. It can actually be awkward standing here with all you out there. But I don't want you ever to minimize what God can do with it just by showing up. When we experience a manifest presence of God, something that's kind of tangible, it makes a mark on us. It's a God mark. And when you have a God mark on you, it causes you to pay attention to the mark. I think that's what happens when we are all together and God just does something different and catches our attention. We can get so used to coming in and singing and hearing a word that we just miss the presence of God. I don't want us to miss that, because it's in the presence of God that everything can change. Certainly he uses our worship. Certainly he uses the speaking of the word. But there comes a time that we get so used to the pattern of how we've put God in, or the shape that God may be, that we forget how powerful his presence is and what his presence can do. Even though the music stopped and most everybody is looking this way, it doesn't mean that God's presence has changed. But I want to remind you of the God mark that maybe we've just experienced. We live in a world that's so busy. Even the church world is busy. And sometimes we can get so busy with busy that we forget about the very thing that feeds us, nourishes us, and that's God's presence. The presence of God is so valuable. And you can experience his presence anywhere. God can show up anywhere he's invited. But there's something that happens when we're all together in one room waiting on him. Amen. That's biblical. Waiting. For something that you don't even know what it's going to be, but you know that you're waiting for something that God has for you. And today I believe that there's a mark on us to remind us how important his presence is, how it's important to practice his presence, meaning giving room for his presence in your own life. I've known people that have practiced his presence so much that it doesn't matter where they are, when they call for that presence, it changes them. And once we're near something that is holy as God is, and we have a willingness in our own hearts to become what He is wanting us to become, there's a change that comes. That we're moved from glory to glory, that we're moved from a place of our, maybe our comfortableness, into a place that's more like Him. And when we experience those times, there's a mark on us. And we go back and we remind ourselves when that happened. For some of you, today will be something that you go back and say, well, I experienced something in God, something fresh today. Was it because Pastor AJ sang the right songs? No. Was it because our building is so nice? No. If anything changes in you, it's because of the presence of God. His word changes us. His very breath, the word of God is His very breath. And He changes us. And when we're in a place that we can be still, we're more likely to hear His voice. We're more likely to hear His navigation. We're more likely to change and be more like Him. And we can get busy with everything and miss the presence of God. The presence of God gives life. The presence of God heals. The presence of God is powerful. The presence of God leads and guides us. And you need to get used to the presence of God, because if it stays foreign, you won't practice it. If it stays something that's just too weird, you won't get near it. When it's the very presence of the Creator of the universe, the one that created us, the one that formed us in the womb, the one that He knew the days, how we were going to live it out, before we ever breathed our first breath outside the womb. See, I'm convinced that this, the whole birthing process is bathed in the presence of God, because it's His creations. We can't have life without Him. We can't have success without Him, not in Him. We can't even take our next breath without Him. And yet sometimes we stay so busy that we don't want to get into this quiet place and be still, so that I don't think we make the decision because we don't want to face Him. We just find ourselves moving toward the familiar. And that's why it's so important to practice His presence, so that the presence of God is the familiar thing. In fact, it should be odd for one that follows Jesus to not be in the presence of God. Once we invite Jesus into our heart and make Him our Lord, He comes in and He inhabits. He comes in, He moves in. And when we practice His presence, we are reminding ourselves that Jesus resides in me, resides in you. And Jesus wants to guide your thoughts, to guide your responses, to guide your reactions, to guide everything you do. He wants you to desire His presence. He wants you to seek His presence. He wants you to invite His presence. He wants you to enjoy His presence. Listen, there's not a safer place to be than in the presence of God. All fears are gone. All anxiety is gone. They can't stay in the presence of God. If we invite the presence of God into our situations and take our hands off, things are going to get better. They really will. We've got it all figured out in our natural mind that if we do this and this and this, that we're going to end up exactly where God wants us to be. Well, sometimes we do that without even consulting Him. We want His presence. We want to practice His presence. We want to get so comfortable with His presence that we don't want to step out of His presence. Now, the Bible tells us that we are not to be of the world, even though we live in the world. And that tells me that we can live in His presence in this natural world. And it can be contagious. See, people ought to want what we have. It's easy for them to want the car that you have, or the money that you have, or the job that you have. But all those things are temporal. Those things don't matter one bit. We need people to want what we have with Jesus. And unless our lives are reflecting Jesus, they don't even know we have Jesus. You can talk about Jesus and not have Jesus. You can talk about religion and not have a clue as to what God would want. Practicing His presence is important. Amen. Be still. And know that He is God. When you're still, you can begin to focus on the things that show who God is. And when we get in the presence of God, we are in the presence of unconditional love. He loves us whether we're in His presence or not. But when we are there, we sense that He loves us. And when we are confident in His love, no matter what He asks us to do, we'll do because we are loved. When we're confident in His love for us, we're obedient. Because there's nothing that He couldn't ask of us that we wouldn't do. See, we all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. We all want to be in a place that we're appreciated. But there's no better place than the presence of God to have all of that. Having problems at work? Practice the presence of God. Yes. Having problems with your finances? Practice the presence of God. Amen. Having problems with your health? Practice the presence of God. Having problems with relationships? Practice the presence of God. See, I know it sounds so simple if you just swallow the pill of His presence, but God doesn't want robots. He doesn't want someone that's just going to blindly do anything. He will never take away your free will. He wants you to want Him. Amen. Because He desperately wants you. Yes. He desperately loves you. He desperately has a plan for you. He desperately wants you to succeed in the things of God. So often I hear people say, well, I'm just kind of mad at God at this point. I would shudder to even say those words. But I understand the heart of what they've been disappointed. But disappointment comes when we've taken our eyes off of God and on to something other than God. Amen. God can't disappoint us. Amen. He is a creator of the universe. You wouldn't have anything without God. God can't disappoint you. But things that are not God can. And that's why it's important that we don't trust in chariots. We don't trust in natural things. My hope, our trust is in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Things aren't going right for you? Practice the presence of God. How do you do that? You get still. You don't have to have worship, music playing, but that certainly can help. You don't have to have the Bible right in front of you, but that certainly can help. When we practice His presence, we're saying that wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm carving out this and I'm stepping into the presence of God. Because it's in there that's safe. It's in there that it's loving. It's in there that it's purposeful. Too many people are just aimlessly walking through life. That is not why God created them. We are created on purpose, with a purpose. And we don't realize that until we are captivated by His presence. And the enemy works hard to kind of convince us that that's nothing. That's just hooey-dooey. That's just emotion. Well, listen, our God created emotion. Our God created feelings. Our God created all those things that we deal with on a daily basis. So what if we bring them into the presence of God, or bring the presence of God into that? Then everything begins to change. All of a sudden, as you practice the presence of God, you're a better employee or a better employer. All of a sudden, when you are practicing the presence, when you're paying attention to the presence of God, inviting the presence of God, you're a better friend. You're a better husband, better wife, a better parent. You're just more likable because we're in the presence of the one who created us and who loves everyone so much that he doesn't want anyone to perish. God loves us with an everlasting love. And He has placed a mandate on our life to go and do what Jesus did. In fact, He says that you'll do greater things. That's mind-blowing, isn't it? That we would even do something close to what Jesus would do. Well, in our own strength, it won't happen. But in the power of God, all things are possible. In the presence of God, He molds us and makes us and fashions us after His will. And it's not reserved just for a time in the worship service that you can get alone. No, it is meant, He means for us to live in His presence. He means for us to do everything in the presence of God. And when you get used to that, it seems weird to be outside the presence. How do you get the presence of God? You invite it. You invite Him. I have never known God not to come where He's invited. You may be in the worst possible situation. Well, that doesn't frighten our God. He'll come. And just the idea of Him showing up, things shift in the atmosphere. The Bible tells us that He stands at the door and knocks. It's the door of our heart. And He's just waiting for someone to open up their heart, the door of their heart. And the Bible says that He'll come in and He'll sit down with them. That just tells me that He brings His presence into our ordinary lives. And our ordinary lives are changed because of the presence of God in it. You want to be more successful in life? Practice the presence of God. You want to be a better employee or employer? Practice the presence of God. You want to be able to pray better? Practice the presence of God. You want to be able to manage life better? Practice the presence of God. His presence is so real. It is so real that when you get used to His presence, you won't settle for anything less. The enemy may try to get you over here a little bit, and you might even take a step in His direction, but because you're so used to the nurturing love that's in the presence of God, that you don't want to stay there, you'll come back. Amen. You want to be right where God wants you. You know, we've done a lot of back roads, just driving. We love to do that. And we were headed somewhere one day, and it was a historic church. That's what it was. And it was down a dirt road, and the dirt road was about a mile long, and it was the roughest terrain my poor car had ever seen. But what we did was we found a place. We might have had to navigate just a little bit to the right or to the left, but we found a place that was passable for that whole mile. I want you to think about the presence of God that way. That, yeah, there may be some treacherous things ahead of you, but He can move you in and around and bring you exactly where He wants you to be. And at the end of that mile-long crazy dirt road that had been washed out with all kinds of rains, we got to a place that was historically the presence of God. That God had showed up there and people's lives were changed. But we didn't have to end up there, although we purpose to go there. Even if the terrain was a little tricky. And God wants you to know that He has got something for you and you just need to hang on. And He may take you around a curve, but you don't have to worry about it. You're going to get to that destination as long as you keep going. Amen. See, the Lord wants obedient people. He doesn't want people that have to know the whole plan in advance. Because if you're looking for to join up with something that you'll get everything at once, it's not going to happen with God. God wants us to trust Him in the process. And when we are used to His presence and we are going in His presence, we will go the right way. We will follow Him because we don't want to be outside His presence. See, we could have taken another route and maybe broken an axle or popped a tire and have never gotten to that destination. The enemy wants you to never get to the destination. That's why it's so important to understand the presence of God, because if you understand the presence of God and you find the presence of God, it comes when you realize when it comes, you don't want to get out of it. Because you want to go where God wants you to go. And you never know what's going to happen on the journey. You never know who you're going to come in contact with in the journey. But the wonderful thing about it is in the presence of God, you're not alone. You may be physically by yourself, but you're never alone. He wants you to listen to His voice. And there's no better place to hear His voice than in His presence. Invite His presence as you read His word. Invite His presence as you worship and sing in the car. Invite His presence right before you're going to have an argument. Or right in the middle of an argument. You see, God wants to carry us through to where He's taking us. Amen. And it's not a haphazard route. From God's perspective, it might look haphazard to you, but when we trust Him, no matter what we face, there's a sense of completion. There's a sense of safety. There's a sense of, I am right where I need to be. It might look horrible, but Jesus is with me. And if you quiet everything around you, and be still and invite His presence, He'll come. And He'll lead you and guide you. And you'll look back and say, I am so glad I did that. It was a good decision to do what Jesus said to do. And the wonderful thing about God is He knows the end from the beginning, which means it's going to be okay with God. He's going to make a way where there is no way. He'll make streams in the desert. Sometimes we have to climb the mountain. Sometimes He moves the mountain. Sometimes we go through the mountain. But with His presence, we don't have to worry about what's ahead. Where He leads, we're to follow. That's what a soldier does. And we're in the army of God. In these treacherous times, and we don't need to waste our time missing the things of God. We need to concentrate on Him, walking in His presence, and affecting people all along the way. when people see that you've got the peace of God that passes all understanding in the midst of your storm, they're going to want some of that. When people see that you don't have to get undone like the culture in the midst of chaos, they're going to want some of that. Amen. See, our life, we are to be a living epistle for God, meaning that the Word of God is in us. We live it. We speak it. It affects our decisions. It affects everything about us. The Word of God is the very breath of God, and it creates every time we read it, every time we receive it, it creates. The Bible tells us a good prayer is to create in me a clean heart. We get so dirty by the things of the world that needs to be our daily prayer. God, purify my heart. The Bible says that's how you see His glory. That's how you understand some of the things of God. You get your heart purified, and it just cleanses you. And then the Word of God becomes even more real. It becomes even more alive. It becomes the very thing that you count on. And you can say, where He leads me, I will follow. I will follow where God tells me to go, and I'll do what He says for me to do. And listen, those are easy things to say, harder to do, but when you practice His presence, all of a sudden your desires become what God desires. Doesn't mean you never sin again. It doesn't mean that you never have a desire that's not God. No, the enemy is just that, the enemy. And it's His job to kill, steal, and destroy. It's His job to take you off the path. It's His job to cause you to be inactive in the things of God. But if we get still, invite the presence of God, then He begins to, it is almost like a computer download. He begins to pour out onto you, onto us, His love, His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness, His wisdom, His knowledge. So you can't miss if you invite the presence of God. So how does that change your Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday, whatever? How does it affect your daily lives? Recognize the attacks of the enemy and practice the presence of God. Recognize when the enemy is trying to come in and practice the presence of God. Susan and I can be having a great day, and all of a sudden something kind of bugs one of us. Well, the tone can change immediately. Then it doesn't have to be an audible tone, but something changes. So what if we decide the moment something changes in the atmosphere in our relationship that we practice the presence of God? I guarantee you we'll have less hiccups in our relationship, less arguments, less things that rub us wrong. And what if we practice that? What they tell you in sports now, if you want to get good, you got to practice. You got to practice well. You've got to practice right. If you practice doing the wrong stuff, you're not going to do well in the game. So you practice the right stuff. The right disciplines, the right movements. You practice that so that when it really counts in the game, you've already practiced. It's firsthand to you now. You can hear the coach saying, don't do it that way, do it this way. Don't do it that way, do it this way. You can hear the coach as you step. And I want to tell you that God wants to lead us and guide us in every way. He wants to say, don't do it that way, do it this way. Remember what I showed you. Remember how we worked through that. And when you go through hard times, you can invite the Lord to carry you through, and you will learn things, and He will bring you back and say, remember what you learned here. Well, now's the time to do it again. See, there is so much you can gain from the presence of God. And the presence of walking in the presence of God doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be something that draws attention to yourself. Jesus is in our hearts. It's His great pleasure to pour out His presence upon you. And it would be very natural that we are just to become naturally supernatural. That we would think things in the supernatural realm. That we would do things with the supernatural realm in view. See, this whole thing of earth, all that's going to pass away. Our bodies are just our tents. The earthly tent that we're living in here. So there has to be another dimension, and that other dimension is the spirit realm. And we are to function in the spirit realm while we're still in the natural realm. And you can't do that without inviting the presence of God. You'll get all caught up in the details and forget all about the presence when all you have to do is be still. God will reveal Himself to you if you ask. And all of a sudden, you're in the presence of God. You just sense it. Now, someone can convince you otherwise. But faith is grabbing the handle of the unseen. It's knowing that there's something there. God has given us something. And it takes faith for us to realize it. And it takes faith to even please God. So He wants us to be not just people of faith, meaning we're religious. No, people that live by faith. People that speak from a position of faith. People that understand the presence of God and how He wants to protect you from all the mess that's in the world. And there's no safer place to be than in the presence of God. The very one that created us has created a way for us to live in Him and still function in the earth. I think that's brilliant. Don't you? It's brilliant. And only a brilliant God could come up with that, right? Well, that's who He is. So this week, I want you to practice His presence. I want you to take time and just be still. And then begin to focus on the things that God brings to your mind, to your heart. And then you begin to see things through His eyes. See, it's so important for us to see things through God's eyes, because if we only are going through our natural vision, we're going to get discouraged the very first time. But if we begin to see things through God's eyes, we see hope. We see possibilities. We see miracles. We see things happening that that aren't supposed to happen. And that's how God wants us to live. He wants us to live above the problems. The Bible says, you're going to have trouble. No doubt about it. But God wants us to live above the problems. Meaning, we're taking His perspective. Problems may seem big to us, but from God's perspective, they're nothing. They're absolutely nothing. And when we invite the presence of God to be wherever we are, then we don't get tripped up with all the problems, because we're seeing things from His vantage point. We're seeing things through the lens of God, and it will change how you think about the problems you have. It will change how you think about people in your life. It'll change how you make decisions. It will change everything about you to see things from the lens, from the standpoint, from the perspective of God. God is almighty. We're His creations. And He's chosen us. He's chosen us. That's awesome. He said we were once someone that was far away from God, but now we're the children of God. And He's chosen us. And we should honor Him with our life. We should honor Him in everything we do. We should practice the presence of God. We should We should live in His presence. I know you've heard people say, well, they're so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good. I'm not advocating that. We are here to function in this world to affect people for Jesus. If you are so out of this world that you're never going to relate to someone, God just might ought to take you on home. Because He left us here to carry on His work. And if we are not relatable, if the walk that Jesus gives us is not relatable to other people, no one's going to want it. I want to be a contagious Christian because I might be the only Word of God that they meet. I might be the only one. You might be the only Word of God, the only Bible that someone's going to meet is the Word of God in you. That's why His Word is so important. That's why we spent June and July on His Word. In fact, I didn't even get to the message today that I want to talk about. We'll talk about it next week, that the Word of God is our weapon. It is what we bring to battle. We'll talk about that next week. But we'll talk about it with the concept of being in His presence. Amen. And how everything changes in the presence of God. Everything changes when we look through His lens. Everything changes when He's truly leading us and guiding us. And Jesus wants you to be successful in this world. He wants you to be about His Father's business. And that's the mission of the church, to be about the Father's business. To show people who Jesus is and how much He loves them. And how wide His forgiveness is. Even when we blow it and blow it and blow it, Jesus forgives when we ask Him. And the Word says that He remembers our sin no more, which is just another amazing thing. That when we repent, He forgives us. And we turn from that. And He doesn't remember it anymore. How could it be? That's because He loves us so much. He is not going to hold it against us. Yeah, we might do it again, and we might need a forgiveness again. But God never gets tired of forgiving. We do. In natural, we get tired. My saying with all our boys was, well, your apology doesn't matter unless your life is changing. And that's a little harsh. I want to see repentance. I don't want to hear repentance. And God wants that too. But God doesn't run out of patience. He doesn't run out of forgiveness. And I'm so glad for my own life that He never runs out of forgiveness. Because I blow it. I sure do. So what are you going to do this week? Practice the presence of God. Say it again. What are you going to do this week?
Practice the presence of God.
Amen. Let's pray.